20 past the hour. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hey.
It's the Morning Sedition program here on Air America Radio. We've got actor Jeff Daniels coming up. He sang some songs. And we talked a little bit about film, but oddly, very humble, nice guy.
Yeah, really nice guy.
He's going to be playing here in New York tonight over at Birdland for a couple of shows. But we got a caller here. You know, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world, so now on the phone once again is Planet Push Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God's got a drum full of ping pong balls, and he's pulling out a poker.
That was almost funny, Lawton. So the College of Cardinals is meeting to pick a new pope, as you said.
Well, you got that right. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to sound insensitive, Mark, but what with the pope, you know, barely in the box and all, but we need us a new pope.
Uh-huh.
Hoot, sweet, prontissimo. Fill that chair.
Look, I thought John Paul was your friend, culture of life and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, old Popey Pope fought President George W. Mandate two-term Bush just a little too often. He was against the liberation of Iraq.
Uh-huh.
He's uppity, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I represent billions of people or something like that. You know, I say, it doesn't matter who's wearing the big hat in Rome. In the United States of America, George W. Bush is the Pope.
Yeah.
End of story.
Yeah, all right. I understand. Yeah, I get it, Lawton. All right. Well, it looks like the College of Cardinals may pick an Italian to be the next Pope, or even an African.
I don't think we're going to see that.
Well, why? What are you neocon freaks cooking up now, Lawton?
All right.
You
ready for it?
Okay.
The first Southern Baptist Pope.
Oh, come on. Shut up. Stop it.
America contains every nationality, so picking a Southern Baptist is just like picking an African or a Venezuelan or an Italian. We got half those cardinals in our back pocket.
Oh, come on.
The same fellas who fixed Ohio for us.
No.
Spread a few lira around, making some friends. You know what I'm saying. We took Italy in WW2, and we're taking it again in W2.
Oh, my God.
Italy, back pocket.
Great. Just what the world needs. So who's your candidate, Lawton?
Well, he'd have to be conservative.
Uh-huh.
He'd have to have the president's ear. He'd have to be rapture ready.
Oh, come on.
So I'm thinking Tom DeLay.
Oh, get out of here.
Pope.
Come on.
Pope Karen Hughes.
No.
Pope Ralph
Reed. Oh, my God.
And if she weren't doing such an incredible job as Secretary of State, Pope Condi.
Can't
you just see her with the mitre and the incense and all?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Gorgeous.
Why not, Lawton? Hey, how about Pope Lawton Smalls while you're at it? He's picturing it. Get off it.
That's going to cut into my golf time, Mark. But thanks anyhow. You know, since we're kicking this around, I think we should just move the Vatican to Dallas.
Oh, God.
Just pick that sucker up and drop it right down next to Cowboys Stadium. I know some guys in Amarillo that can do that.
Oh,
it won't be a problem. They love the big hats in Texas. The Cardinals,
they're
just going to fit right in.
Move it on over here. You're out of your mind. So in your world, the neocons will absorb the Catholic Church and place it entirely under the control of a few American evangelicals.
Hey, that sounded pretty good. You're starting to think big now.
You know what I hate, Lawton? Listen to me. You know what I hate? The
crypto-fascist
zombie brigade tries to undermine anyone who disagrees with you. The press, the courts, the left, and now the Catholic Church. But stop it. I've got news for you. They're not going to choose an American pope. They're going to choose someone who opposes the excesses of the Bush administration neocon death cult. The Catholic Church is bigger and richer and better organized than you are, Lawton. You try to swallow them and you'll choke. You can't have everything, Lawton. It'll be fun watching the new pope stick at the Bush when he screws up. And he will, my friend. Yeah, that's it. Cry, you little girl.
We were this close to ruling the world. This close! Every time we get to the Vatican, bam! Gates slam in our faces.
Yeah,
those Catholic bastards have a 1,500-year head start on us. They were leading the Middle East way before we got to do it.
Yep.
So now we just got to sit here while a bunch of European virgins in dresses pick the CEO of the world and we can't do nothing about it. They have to sit here and be stupid. They got the whole world in their hands.
No, don't sing.
They got the whole world in their hands.
Come on, take it easy. It's okay to lose. It's okay to lose sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to lose.
I don't get to pick the pope, but I wanted to.
It's okay, bud. It's okay. You all right? You okay? What's up?
Pope Trump.
print lot.
Oh, God.
Rupert Murdoch.
No!
Hope Carl Rose.
Oh, my God.
That would be a diminution.
Oh,
but,
you know what? I got a good idea. Goodbye, Juan.
All
goodbye.
Right. God loves you.
Ugh.
Deal with it.
Oh, my God. Get
deal
off the phone. Get off.
All right.
All right. Bye. Oh, my God. That's annoying.
Yeah.
He was, I was kind of humored by him, though, this time around. I was a little humored by him.